listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 6, Episode 23. And as always, I am so grateful that you're here with me today. Today's episode is called Patient Endurance. Two powerful words that, when combined, speaks to the quiet strength it takes to keep going on in the face of uncertainty, setbacks, and challenges. Whether you're navigating a difficult job, enduring a long healing journey, or working on a dream that's taking longer than expected, or simply trying to make it through the day, this episode is for you. So let's get into it. I want to start by unpacking what patient endurance actually means. Patient refers to the ability to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming anxious or upset. Endurance is the ability to keep going on despite fatigue, stress, or hardship. Together, patient endurance means sustained resilience with a calm heart. It's the ability to wait, withstand, and work through hard seasons without giving up or losing your sense of self. It's a quieter power. It's not flashy or celebrated often, especially in the fast-paced society that rewards speed and instant success. But make no mistake, patient endurance is the foundation of real, lasting growth. Whether in mental health recovery, professional development, or relationships, true transformation requires time and staying power. Now let's bring this concept to life with some examples. The first one could be a professional on the edge of burnout. Maybe you're working long hours and not getting the recognition you deserve, or you applied for a promotion 5 times and still nothing. Yet you continue to show up, build your skills, and protect your peace. That is patient endurance. The next one could be a therapist that's working with complex clients. If you're in a helping profession, you know that progress isn't linear. It can take months or years to help clients reach breakthroughs. Patient endurance allows you to trust the process without rushing the outcome. The survivor of trauma. Healing takes time. It's messy, unpredictable, and non-linear. You may think you're fine, then get triggered again. But you keep showing up to therapy, setting boundaries, and reclaiming your voice. That is endurance fueled by patience. And the last is the entrepreneur waiting on funding. You're building something meaningful, but investors are slow. The time is dragging, and still you refine your pitch, keep networking, and believe in your vision. That, too, is patient endurance. Every example has something in common: hope and action. Not blind optimism, but grounded faith that progress is happening even when it's not visible yet. We often know that we should be patient, but it's not easy. So let's talk about some common obstacles. The first one is comparison. Seeing others succeed faster can make your path feel wrong or slow. Remember, success isn't a race. Your timeline is valid. Next is impatient with yourself. We are our own harshest critics. You may say some things like, "I should be over this by now," or "Why am I still struggling?" That kind of self-judgment erodes endurance. And burnout and lack of reset. Endurance requires restoration, and you can't keep pushing without pausing. Even marathon runners take water breaks. The last one is fear of being left behind. Especially in competitive fields, it's common to feel like time is running out. But endurance isn't passive. It's a form of wisdom, a refusal to rush into the wrong thing. So, how do we build this strength? Well, I'm going to share a few strategies in the next segment. Now, there are several ways where you can cultivate patient endurance. So here are a couple of strategies. The first one is to practice mindfulness, staying grounded in the present moment. Worry lives in the future. Regret lives in the past. And peace lives now. Reframe delays. What if the wait is preparing you for something better? Sometimes, not yet is a divine protection or preparation. Celebrate micro wins. Endurance is easier when you acknowledge small steps. Did you show up today? That's a win. Did you choose rest over self-criticism? That's another win. You can also use affirmations. Words are powerful. Try saying, I am growing even when I cannot see it. I trust the timing of my life. Or I can withstand discomfort because I am becoming stronger. And the last is to set boundaries with toxic urgency. Don't let other people's panic become your pressure. You're allowed to move at your own sustainable pace. Now, let's do a brief guided reflection. And again, if you're driving, just listen. There's no need to close your eyes. Think of a situation right now where you're being asked to wait, endure, to hold on. Picture this in your mind. Now ask yourself, what is this moment teaching me? Even if the answer isn't clear, trust that growth is happening underneath the surface. Now repeat these affirmations with me. I am building strength in the stillness. I choose faith over frustration. Every day I persist, I am becoming more powerful. My pace is perfect for my journey. I am not behind, I am becoming. Now take a deep breath in and exhale. You're doing better than you think. And before I close, let me leave you with 5 practical reminders to support your journey of patient endurance. Number 1, write down your why. On hard days, purpose will anchor you when progress feels slow. Number 2, track your progress, even if it's internal. Journaling helps you to recognize emotional resilience you've built. Number 3, Surround yourself with grounded, encouraging people. Community fuels patience. Avoid those who pressure you to rush. 4, set sustainable goals. Don't overcommit and burn out. Endurance is about consistency, not intensity. 5, allow yourself to rest. Rest is not weakness. It's a requirement for long-distance success. I hope this episode reminded you that waiting is not wasting, and endurance isn't about pushing harder. It's about staying grounded, aligned, and faithful to your path. Till next time, stay grounded, stay present, and remember, you're already becoming everything you're meant to be.
Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.